A new report says Australia will need hundreds of new primary school classes in coming years because of a baby boom that began last decade. The Australian Council for Educational Research says New South Wales will need about 385 new classes each year until 2020, and Queensland will need 443. Representative groups around the country say schools are already taking extraordinary measures to cope with the demand. But is this just a scare tactic to encourage more funding into education? David Taylor reports.
Australia's fertility rate started to rise at the end of 2004. Perhaps that was helped by the former Treasurer Peter Costello's comments earlier that year.
If you can have children, it's a good thing to do. You know, you should have, if you can, one for your husband and one for your wife and one for the country. You go home and do your patriotic duty tonight.
But perhaps Australians were a little too enthusiastic to respond to his wishes. Dr. Geoffrey Newcombe is an executive director with the Association of Independent Schools.
Generally, there was a feeling that people would move out of the city or out of the, you know, city limits, and that hasn't happened as much. People want to live in the city, so there's more demand. We had Deloitte Access Economics do a study last year for us, which was quite surprising at the increase in, numbers in various areas.
The Australian Council for Educational Research predicts schools will need to cater for 400,000 extra students over the next decade. The council's chief executive is Jeff Masters.
If you look just across the four most populous states of Australia, we will need something like 1,600 new classes each year for the next 10 years to accommodate this growing number of students.
New South Wales will need about 385 new classes each year until 2020. Queensland will need 443 and Western Australia 351. In Melbourne's north, Epping Views Primary School is already using 32 portables to accommodate its population of 1,228 students. Its assistant principal is David Yule.
We now have two recesses and two lunchtimes. So we've sort of trialled a number of different ways to have our children out in the yard. We were mainly looking at maximising our play spaces, ways to have them utilised for more of the school day, and also for our timetabling.
Ministers running the education portfolios in both New South Wales and Victoria say they're well aware of the challenges faced by primary schools. Adrian Piccoli is the New South Wales Education Minister.
We've already built 700 new classrooms. And we've got funding for another 1,600 over the next few years. So it's great to see those enrolments. And we've certainly got a plan and got the money to make sure we can accommodate them.
James Merlino says his department has also been working hard. It's clear, though, that there's no time to waste.
11 new schools. In addition to that, there's 13 new schools as part of the public-private partnership. So we'll be rolling out schools as quickly as we possibly can.
But Dr. Geoffrey Newcombe has this warning for the government.
If we don't start to invest more in infrastructure in schools, then we'll be teaching children sitting under trees.
Adrian Piccoli had this to say in response.
Geoff is representing his own organisation, but we do spend substantial amounts of money on non-government schools, about $1 billion a year. That's a record figure for New South Wales. And we are spending huge amounts of money on capital in government schools to make sure that we can accommodate students.
With statistics showing more teachers are now opting to work part-time and male teachers retiring, it'll only add to the pressure on schools across the country.
That report by Rachel Brown and David Taylor.